They call themselves Save My Constitution. The newly formed group of former state legislators is not mincing words in discussing the Constitution Revision Commission. Former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp served under Governor Charlie Crist.
When we see the voters of Florida being presented a multitude of confusing, misleading, and politically bundled constitutional amendments that were promoted by special interest groups, we resolve to stop it.
The group acknowledges they're not the only ones taking aim at proposed amendments. Two of the proposals pertaining to education and greyhound racing have been removed from the ballot by lawsuits. Appeals are still pending. Kottkamp and the group are asking voters to reject all proposed amendments the CRC put forward. That includes former Republican Representative Jim Callinger.
Step number one, when you get your ballot, turn it over and go to the very end. Step number two, vote no on all CRC amendments 6 through 13. Step number three, go back to the front of your ballot and continue voting.
The group also has a long-term goal of overhauling the commission, and former Representative Don Brown says that could mean scrapping it altogether.
With our colleagues in the House and the Senate, with them, we will begin discussing and developing a joint resolution that can be advanced in the next regular session of the legislature with the goal of having a legislative resolution that will appear on the ballot in 2020. We expect deliberations on the need to either abolish the CRC or to create an appropriate framework and scope of authority around the CRC to prevent any potential abuses of power in the future.
CRC members are appointed by the governor, House Speaker, Senate President, and Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court. Save My Constitution is concerned about who those members represent. They raise questions about accountability. For instance, CRC member Erica Donalds was appointed by House Speaker Richard Corcoran. Donalds authored Amendment 8, whose critics say it bundles things like teaching civics in schools with increasing state oversight while diminishing local control of charter schools. Callinger says the coalition plans to get in the ears of as many voters as possible using aggressive outreach.
Our plan is to spread the word around Florida via speaking engagements, print and social media, maybe some radio, maybe some television ads.
Right now, the coalition boasts 16 former elected officials. All of them are Republicans. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.